For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This one's for you, Hugh.
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? Who are we about to talk to?
We're talking to Ross.
You know who this
Listen,
is.
I know. Like, he's not even picked up the phone yet, but I know I probably thoroughly irritated Ross right now.
Of course you did. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL.
I don't know all the Taylor Swift songs. I don't know.
Well, you should by now. Ross, how you doing, man?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Well, we're good. We got a win on Friday night, but one that gave us a whole lot to talk about. Because
a lot of trepidation.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different things in that game. Ross, what was your big picture takeaway from Eagles 34, Packers 29?
Absolutely enormous win, considering the quarterback had several really poor decisions and the turnovers that the Eagles had. I mean, to turn the football over twice in your own red zone and give your opponent the ball in the red zone, and then to take points off the board with an interception in their end zone and still win the game against a team that I have, like, number five in my Ross Tucker football podcast power rankings, that's gigantic. Like, you're not going to win very many games in the NFL at all when you lose the turnover battle, let alone the nature of those, like where they were and how they went down. So my big takeaway is that I think the Eagles are really good because I don't envision Hurts doing that very often, if ever again this year. And for them to still win a game in which you did that is like, it almost feels like they stole one to me.
I agree, Ross. I mean, especially
that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, the defense stood on its head early to keep them out of the end zone and keep that game where it was. And then the other part that really helped was how great Saquon Barkley was. Ross, what did you notice with Saquon? Is it feel to you like we have something here that could sustain? I'm not expecting 26 touches a week, but Ross, my eyes looked. I watched him play. I'm like, that looks like an offensive player of the year kind of guy that we now have in the backfield.
Well, listen, I mean, all of us, when we go to bed at night and we thank God for everything and all of our good fortune and our blessings and our families, we have to also thank him and hope that Saquon stays healthy. Because if he does, the sky is the limit. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw some of the other, like, NFL players on social media. You know when a guy has rare juice, right? Like, you know, it's like, you know when you're like, holy crap, did you see that?
Mm.
He looked like Penn State Saquon.
Yeah, he really did.
He looked like Rookie of the Year Saquon. He just has so much explosiveness in that lower body that it's outrageous. He actually should have scored on that one run. If he veered to the right, he would have taken that to the house. Guys, he's 230-some pounds, and he looked like, I guess along with Jaden Reed, the Packers receiver, it looked like the fastest guy on the field. And I believe, here's why I'm so excited, okay? Not only does Saquon look incredible, but I am very confident that the Eagles are going to have the best offensive line in the NFL. I think when we talked last week, I think I told you guys my biggest concern was the offensive line, in particular Mekhi Becton at right guard, because I just hadn't seen him. He played three snaps or whatever it was in the preseason. During the game, I couldn't watch it. I couldn't believe it. I went back and watched it. Mekhi Becton, now it's only one game, but it's also the only game. Mekhi Becton looks like a Pro Bowl right guard. I mean, listen, he's better in his first game playing right guard than I was in 7 years. I can tell you that much right now. He looked awesome at right guard, and that was the only question I had with the offensive line. So now we have, I'd be surprised, quite frankly, if Becton stays healthy and keeps playing like that, I'd be surprised if they don't have the best offensive line in the league. And then you combine that with a guy that looks like he's found the fountain of youth in Saquon. They could put up some ridiculous, ridiculous numbers this year. Again, I don't want to say it's every week, but provided he stays healthy.
You know, with that being said, from an offensive lineman's perspective, what did you see from Bryce Huff?
Well, it seems so it's interesting because he is a speed guy. He's a bend guy. And mm-hmm. Joe, I don't know if you remember, but Hugh was primarily a power guy. I mean, Hugh was like 6'2", 280, with that big old booty and crazy lower body. And Hugh was a big speed-to-power guy or just run-through-your-face guy. And I think that that's more conducive to a slippery field than a guy like Huff, right, where he's a bend-the-corner guy. He's a inside move guy, and it just I don't think he really was able to play his game, and so we'll see what he has Monday night because they're going to need him, I think, against the Falcons. And T.J. Watt just made the Falcons. I mean, everybody for the Steelers, but especially T.J. Watt made them look really bad. So I did not to answer your question. I didn't see very much at all from Bryce Huff. He didn't really do anything. They limited his snaps to, you know, primarily obvious passing situations, but that's okay. You know, I think we lose sight of the fact sometimes. First of all, the guy is not T.J. Watt. He's not Micah Parsons. He's not Myles Garrett. Okay, he's not like a guy that's going to get 8 pressures and a sack every week. He's not that guy, but I think he is a very good rusher, and I think people have to remember these things come in bunches, right? Like, it's very possible that he could go 2 games and not really do much, and then the next game he gets a sack and a half and 7 pressures. Sometimes that's just the way it is with those guys.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that a little bit, to me, he just didn't look comfortable in the positions that they were playing him, especially on the rundowns. It just looked like he didn't know where to line up at when the tight end was over there and things of that nature. So I was just kind of curious when you saw him, if you kind of saw the same thing.
Well, it's interesting, you, because if you go back, he didn't play against the Vikings, but they played him for a couple series against the Patriots, and that was intentional because they felt like he needed more reps, I think. He was awesome in those first 2 series. First of all, I was thrilled that a starter was playing, you know, mm-hmm. in the preseason game I was calling, but then he looked really good against the run. I mean, he was throwing guys out of the way, so I think he's got more there physically. I don't think it's a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he's ever done it. And Hugh could speak to this better than I could. But, you know, a big part of being a good run defender is understanding blocking schemes and being able to play off blocks. Like, okay, the tight end's over here. He's got a lot of weight forward. They're double-teaming me here. I got to jack this tight end up, at, you know, his inside shoulder, knock it back and play off of him. I just don't think Huff's been in that situation very. Like, I don't think it's almost like a football intelligence thing where he just hasn't had to do that often. Yeah, I think, you know, he's never been in this position. He's never done this before. So I think that's the issue as much as anything. He just has to get more used to seeing these run fits, seeing these blocks and figuring out how to play off of them.
Yeah, especially on that left defensive lineman spot.
Yeah, it's going to be a big storyline, and hopefully he's ready to do more of that because they're going to need him in that rush, as Ross said, Monday night against the Falcons. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on. Excited to do this every single week, and hopefully after another victory next Monday against the Falcons. Thank you, Ross.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Take care, guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker at Ross Tucker NFL for his Ross report every single day on the Eagles. Plus, coming up next, your phone calls here on Bryce Harper. Are you giving him a pass for last night? Not hustling, not running out. He apologized right away to Topper. But how about just hustling? How about just not doing that again, as it's been many times this season? Bryce has done that. And last night, probably the biggest spot, 9th inning, close game, tie game, he needs to run. And Jalen Hurts, are you giving him a pass for week 1 because it's a new offense, because the field in Brazil? We'll get to that. Plus, 12 o'clock hour, Nick Sirianni's full interview this morning at about 12:20. We'll replay it for you with Joe and John. All coming up. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.